Class 1, Subject, English Literature, Chapter 11, Frog and Toad. Frog knocked at Toad's door. Toad, wake up, he called out. Come and see how wonderful winter is. Come out and have fun.
I will not, Toad replied. I am in my warm bed, and also I do not have any winter clothes.
Frog came into the house. I have brought you some winter clothes. Frog made Toad wear red snow pants, a blue hat and a red scarf around his neck.
Help! Cried Toad. My best friend is trying to kill me.
Silly boy, I am only trying to keep you warm, laughed Frog. Frog and Toad went outside. They tramped through the snow.
We will ride down the big hill on my sledge, said Frog.
Not me, said Toad.
Do not be afraid. I will sit behind you and guide you.
The sledge began to move down the hill.
Here we go. Bump. Frog fell off the sled.
Toad rushed past the trees and rocks.
Frog, I am glad you are with me, he said.
Toad leaped over a pile of snow.
I could not have done that if you were not sitting behind me, he said.
Wow, winter is fun.
A crow flew by. Hello, crow, shouted Ted. Look at Frog and me. We are having fun.
But Toad, said the crow, you are alone on the sled.
Toad looked around. He saw Frog was not there. He screamed.
Bang! The sled hit a tree. Thud! The sled hit a rock. Plop! The sled went into a pile of snow.
Frog came running down the hill.
I saw everything. You did very well by yourself.
I did not, replied Toad from under the snow. But there is one thing that I can do all by myself.
What is that?
Frog asked, trying to help Toad up.
I can go home. Winter may be beautiful, but my bed is much better.
Goodbye.
He got up, brushed off the snow, and waved his friend goodbye.
Thank you, children.